From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The House has convened to consider some bills that would fund a handful of government programs. These include the National Institutes of Health and national parks. But Senate Democrats warn they'll reject these. Democrats in the House say there are enough votes from their party and from some Republicans to pass a short-term government funding bill. Democratic Whip Steny Hoyer of Maryland called on Speaker John Boehner to schedule a vote.
So we stand ready on this side of the aisle, I say, as one of the leaders of my party, to vote now to open government.
Boehner wants Democrats to first agree to negotiate over the Affordable Care Act, something they've refused to do. The budget crisis has led President Obama to cancel a foreign trip. He was scheduled to leave for a four-nation tour in Asia tomorrow. Furloughed FEMA workers are being recalled to prepare the response to Tropical Storm Karen. The storm is forecast to reach the northern Gulf Coast over the weekend, possibly as a weak hurricane. Phil Latzman reports from Miami.
Hurricane watches are in effect from Grand Isle, Louisiana, east to Destin, Florida. At Miami's National Hurricane Center, storm specialist Jack Bevin says Karen may never reach maximum sustained winds of 74 miles per hour, but he wants residents of those areas to be prepared just in case.
The moment we're not forecasting it to become a hurricane, but it could come close enough to being a hurricane if there is a hurricane watch up for portions of the northern Gulf Coast.
Also uncertain is the storm's exact landfall. Computer models have Karen moving onshore anywhere between eastern Louisiana and western Florida by late Saturday into Sunday. For NPR News, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
The value of stock in electric car maker Tesla has slid by more than $2 billion. This follows a video gone viral that shows one of the brand's cars catching fire. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports.
Tesla's Model S has a pretty solid rep. Consumer Reports gave it one of its highest ratings ever, and almost every car geek and car magazine has raved about it. But all it took was this one video of a Tesla on fire posted on the car website Jalopnik to send investors heading for the hills.
Wow, I can feel the heat in here.
Oh, that's a Tesla, dude.
Tesla says the car caught fire after the driver ran over a large metallic object, causing extensive damage to the vehicle's front end. A spokeswoman for Tesla points out that there were more than 180,000 car fires in the U.S. No passengers were injured, though Tesla's stock fell 2 days in a row, losing billions in value. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrials are up 30 points at 15,026. The Nasdaq is up 19 points at 3,794. The S&P 500 is up 5 points. This is NPR. Law enforcement authorities say the suspect who struck security barriers at the White House and U.S. Capitol yesterday is a 34-year-old woman from Connecticut. Police shot Miriam Carey to death after she did not listen to police orders to pull over. After she was stopped, police discovered a toddler in the back seat of her car. The child was not hurt. In Mombasa, Kenya, young Muslims are rioting over the killing of a Muslim cleric last night, blamed on security forces. NPR's Gregory Warner reports.
The angry, youthful crowds spilled out of the mosques after midday prayers and started looting. They threw stones and set fire to a Salvation Army church. Police fired tear gas. The riots were triggered by the drive-by shooting of a popular Muslim cleric, Ibrahim Umar. The cleric was seen as successor to Abud Muhammad Rogo, a controversial figure accused of links to Somalia's al-Shabaab militants. He was killed in a similar shooting last year. Some Muslims hold Kenyan police accountable for both deaths. Kenyan police deny any role in the shooting. Tension has been increasing between Muslims and security forces in Kenya since al-Shabaab militants launched a deadly assault on a Nairobi mall, killing at least 67 people. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Nairobi.
There are violent new protests reported in Cairo. The main Tahrir Square has been locked down as thousands of supporters of the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood political party fill the streets. Police are using tear gas against them. There are reports from Vietnam that General Vo Nguyen Giap has died. He was 102. Giap was the military leader who forced both France and the U.S. out of Vietnam. His defeat of the French at Dien Bien Phu in 1954 is still studied today by historians. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from CFP, Certified Financial Planner Professionals, Retirement, Budgeting, Insurance, helping bring clients' finances together at letsmakeaplan.org.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. At 1 o'clock, stay tuned for American Roots with Nick Spitzer, and that is followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio with Roger Cash. From 1979, here is B.B. King recorded live at Ole Miss in Mississippi doing a number that that Louis Jordan took to the top of the charts back in 1945.
Somebody else. money or the women's, but you're making love to somebody else. Take me back, baby. Try my love one more time. Take me back, baby. Try my love one more time. No, I love you, baby. You just keep me hanging around. Yeah, before you kill for me, take a look at yourself. Before you kill for me, take a look at yourself. Said I spent my money on women, but you making love to somebody else.
From a brand new disc called Daddy Told Me, that was Sean Holt. His daddy was Morris Holt, better known as the Chicago blues man Magic Slim. Sean Holt and the Teardrops, his father's old band, doing a rendition of somewhat of a classic old blues tune, credited to Ellis McDaniel. Before we heard Sean Holt here on KRVS, we heard B.B. King from 1979, recorded live at Ole Miss, doing the Louis Jordan classic Caledonia. Well, we just heard Before You Accuse Me, a composition of that tune credited to Ellis McDaniel, who was better known, of course, as Bo Diddley, of I'm a Man fame, a lot of early blues rock numbers in the 1950s. Here is Bo Diddley from 1956 with his classic Who Do You Love?
Miles of barbed wire. I use a cobra snake for a necktie. I got a brand new house on the roadside, made from rattlesnake hide. I got a brand new chimney made on top, made out of a human skull. Now come on, take a little walk with me, Arlene, and tell me, who do you love? 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 Tombstone hand and a graveyard mine. Just 22 and I don't mind dying. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? I rode around the town, use a rattlesnake whip. Take it easy, Arlie, don't give me no lip. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Ice wagon flew, hit a bump and somebody screamed. You should have heard just what I seen. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Arlene took me by my hand. She said, ooh wee, boy, you know I understand. Who do you love, honey? Who do you love? Who do you love?
Thank you. messing with the blues. Messing with the blues. The blue. I got a feeling. The blue feeling.
From May of 1969, that was, well, you could tell John Lee Hooker's voice, but also his reputed to be cousin Earl Hooker on guitar, the one with a wah-wah pedal working there. Earl Hooker, one of the most respected Chicago blues guitarists of the 1960s, very interesting and innovative player. He died in April of 1970 of tuberculosis at the age of 40. That was the same year, the same month of the same year, and at the same age that Otis Spann, the famous blues pianist, died of cancer, also a great Chicago blues musician. Before hearing Earl Hooker, we heard Bo Diddley from 1956 doing Who Do You Love? And this is the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS.
Support for KRVS comes from Festival Acadien et Creole, October 11th, 12th, and 13th in Girard Park in Lafayette, featuring Couture sur la Table with cooking demonstrations from local chefs and traditional francophone dancers from Nova Scotia. For more information, the website is festivalacadien.com.
Music next from a couple of new releases. First up would be the disc Juba Dance put out by Guy Davis. It is a very new release. We're going to listen to Guy Davis do a number that he developed, composed after talking to musician Brian Bowers about Bowers' experiences hearing prison songs from men's and women's prisons back in Alabama when he was young. Guy Davis sort of put together this song from some of the vocalizations that Bowers described. Here is Guy Davis with a tune called Satisfied. Thank you.
twisted lane brings more trouble than a man can stand. A man can stand, a man can stand. It brings more trouble than a man can stand. I'm gonna swing my hammer till I'm satisfied. I'm gonna swing my hammer till I'm satisfied. I'm gonna swing my hammer till I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied. I close my eyes, I turn to
preacher and keep on preaching. Don't stop your preaching. Don't stop your preaching. For this old world is almost gone. Keep your lamps trimmed and burning. Keep your lamps trimmed and burning. Keep your lamps trimmed and burning. For this old world is almost gone.
Traditionalist Steve Howell from a brand new disc called Yes, I Believe I Will. Howell with a rendition of Obviously Keep Your Lamps Trimmed and Burning, a tune that was first recorded in blues style anyway by Blind Willie Johnson back in 1928. It supposedly has its basis in Matthew 25, verse 13. And, well, actually, 1 through 13, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour, and it goes on a bit. And the lines are also to be found in a hymnal, and it's believed that the tune might have also been a sort of a guidepost for the Underground Railroad during slavery times. Very interesting rendition of an interesting song. Howell does a lot of great classic traditional blues. Before we heard Steve Howell, we heard Guy Davis from his new disc, Juba Dance. Guy did a number called Satisfied from that release. Next year on KRVS, another traditional blues man that was known for that particular tune, Keep Your Lamps Trimmed and Burning, was Mississippi Fred McDowell from 1955. Here is Mississippi Fred McDowell. Thank you. a rag in the key of C called a Guitar Stomp by Roland and Scott, Walter Roland and Sonny Scott. They played around the Birmingham area back in the 1930s, and interestingly, Walter Roland was, as well as playing guitar, he was also a pianist. In fact, he was historically much better known as a piano player than guitarist. He backed up people like Lucille Bogan in the early 30s, and some interesting recordings. They dig some of the ones up that we can't play on air. Also, he recorded with Josh White and others. Very interesting little piece. And again, it contains sort of more history than one might think at first glance. Before we heard Sonny Scott and Walter Roland, we heard Mississippi Fred McDowell from 1965 doing Shake 'Em On Down. Next year on KRVS from 2004, here is David Jacob Strain with one of Fred McDowell's best-known pieces, Kokomo Blues.
That's right, baby. Kokomo, me mama, Kokomo, me right, Kokomo, your baby like you did the other night. Ooh, baby, Kokomo, me all night long. Please, mama,
please,
I want you to. I'm crying, baby, don't you wanna go? Ooh, baby, all night long. Kokomo, me rider, all night long. Oh, in the dark.
mama, Kokomo me right. Kokomo me baby, like you did the other night.
You got something with me. You got something with me. You got something with me.
The band Mulebone from a disc that came out a couple of years ago called Bluesville's Sessions. Mulebone's take on Drop Down Mama. Before we heard Mulebone, we heard David Jacob Strain from 2004. David Jacob Strain on guitar and vocals doing a rendition of one of Mississippi Fred McDowell's best known tunes, Kokomo Blues. And that tune we just heard, Drop Down Mama, is one of Sleepy John Estes' best-known tunes. Estes started recording for Victor Records back in 1929. He was from Ripley, Tennessee, raised in Brownsville, recorded throughout the 1930s, did some very, very interesting blues, including his Drop Down Mama, and recorded on into the early 1940s, then sort of lapsed into obscurity until he was rediscovered and during the folk and blues boom of the late 50s and early 60s. Here he is with what I guess would probably have to top Drop Down Mama as his best-known tune, Sleepy John Estes on guitar and vocals with Yank Rachel on mandolin, recorded in September of 1929 for Victor Records in Memphis, Tennessee. Sleepy John Estes with a number covered by Led Zeppelin, all sorts of people over the years. Here is the original, The Girl I Love, She Got Long Curly Hair. Thank you.
But you can't when I go home. You can mistreat me, yeah, but you can't when I go home. 'Cause I got someone there will really make you leave me alone. Now I give you all my money, baby. What more can a poor man do? Give you all my money. Ooh, what more can a poor man do? You're a sweet little girl, baby, but you won't be true. Now I told you once, now, baby, now I don't have to tell you no more.
Take your time and play it right for you in Chicago.
I done told you, I don't want to tell you no more.
Tell me what?
You can get all of my loving if you let that black man go.
Ladybug man. Yes, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
My mama told me, and my papa started crying. My mama told me, and my papa he started crying.
What do you say?
Said, son, you're too young a man to have them many women your size. I looked at my mama and papa, now, now, and I never cracked a smile.
Yes, 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 yes.
Looked at my mama's problem, and I never cracked a smile.
What about it?
I said the little woman I got killed me. Mama, Lord, I don't mind dying. Dee-da, bee-bop, bop-bop, bop.
From probably 1942, recorded in Chicago, that was Mississippi blues man Tommy McLennan. McLennan recorded some great blues in 41 and 42. He's well known for his version of Catfish Blues, one of the early renditions of that tune. McLennan doing a number called You Can Mistreat Me Here. He was preceded by Sleepy John Estes and Yank Rachel from 1929. We heard them do the original recording of My The Girl I Love, She's Got Long Curly Hair. Here is Kokomo Arnold of blues fame from the 1930s. His Milk Cow Blues was probably his most popular tune. Here he is, though, with a number called Busy Bootin'. Kokomo Arnold here on KRVS.
Busy bootin' and you can't come in. Busy bootin' and you can't come in. Busy bootin' and you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night, try it again. I met your mama in the alleyway. I met your mama in the alleyway. I met your mama in the alleyway. She's catching hunkies both night and day, yeah. Take it easy, greasy, 'cause I'm busy bootin'. Don't you remember last Friday night? Don't you remember last Friday night? Don't you remember last Friday night? You got out in the street and you wanna fight. Keep talking about the neighbor next door. Keep talking about the neighbor next door. Keep talking about the neighbor next door. I caught a boogie woogie down on the floor. I'm busy booting. Go ahead then. Don't you remember when my door was locked? Don't you remember when my door was locked? Don't you remember when my door was locked? I had your mama on the chopping block. Pretty mama, I'm telling you. Pretty mama, I'm telling you. Pretty mama, I'm telling you. I'm sick and tired of the way you do. Pick it up now, Jackson. Busy bootin', you can't come in. I'm busy bootin' and you can't come in. I'm busy booting and you can't come in. I'm busy booting and you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night, try it again. Stop knocking on my window pane. Stop knocking on my window pane. Stop knocking on my window pane. And tell what you see, don't you call my name. I'm busy booting. Can't come in. What you bet? Now I'm by myself. I'm by myself. I don't need nobody help me mule. I got you some by myself.
Recorded in Chicago in July of 1941, and Big Bill Brunzi, all by my